Hi everyone, we are continuing through the book of Jonah. We're looking at Jonah chapter 1, verses 7 through 17. And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, and then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they called out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. And the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. So I think one of the things that really stands out in this passage is that these pagan sailors that Jonah is with, they're more spiritual than he is, in a sense, right? Because what we see here, we read it yesterday, but Jonah's asleep in the inner part of the ship here, right? Below deck somewhere, right? He's sleeping, and the storm is raging all around him. And the captain of the ship has to go down. This is in verse 6, and he's like, "Hey, wake up, dude!" He's like, "Can you call out to your God? Can you pray? Like, we might die here." And so, like, this is what has to happen. Like Jonah, a prophet, has to be prompted by a pagan sailor to pray, right? And this kind of just shows us how deep and dark Jonah's heart is, right? There's a term that is used, which I don't fully understand, but I think it's cutting off your nose to spite your face, right? Not exactly sure what that means, but I think this is a good example of this, right? Jonah so very much hated Nineveh and Assyria that he's willing to run away from God, run away from God's call at least. And even to this point of death, it takes the prompting of pagan sailors for him to even pray or think about saving his own life, plus the lives of these sailors. And so here they are. Jonah's finally prompted to do something, right? Maybe he's begun to pray. And here they are, these sailors and Jonah. They decide here in verse 7 to cast lots. Okay, let's figure out who the offender is. Because with a storm this bad, it was based either on their superstition or maybe there's some like spiritual aspect to their understanding of this. They deemed it that there had to be an offense against a god of some sort here. And so they cast lots, and that lot goes to Jonah, of course. And Jonah confesses, he tells them what's going on. And so the sailors are, like sailors ask him, like, "What do we do with you?" Jonah tells them, "You have to throw me over. You got to throw me overboard." And now he realizes Jonah must be speaking with God in some ways. God is speaking to him because he knows this is God prompting him at this point. But these sailors, in this moment, they're told by Jonah, like, to throw him over. They don't feel like they should. They actually keep on trying to row to land. They keep on trying to get to dry land because that, even though they knew it was Jonah's fault, they felt like that was wrong in some ways. There seems to be a very intentional contrast here again, right? These sailors are trying so hard to avoid throwing Jonah overboard. And why is that? Because it just felt wrong, right? It didn't feel right for them to kill a man, even if he might be running away from God. And in a sense, these pagan sailors, they're not followers of God. They seem to have more love for a stranger, more regard for the stranger than Jonah did. Jonah here was content to sleep through the storm and let these men die with him, in a sense. But these sailors have a concern. They have a regard for Jonah. So it's hard for them. They didn't want to do it. But of course, eventually they do. In verse 15, they relent and they throw Jonah overboard, and the seas calm down immediately. And look at what happens then. As the seas calm down, in verse 16, we're told these men feared the Lord exceedingly. They're in awe and wonder and fear of the Lord, of Yahweh God. And they end up offering sacrifices to God, making vows before God. It seems like these men put their faith and their trust in God, the Yahweh God, the God of the Hebrews. What you could say is Jonah shares about God. He evangelizes, in a sense, with these pagan sailors on accident, right? Just imagine what he could have done if he actually tried to share about God with them. I think we're very intentionally given this contrast. We're given this passage. We're given this whole book for many reasons, but I think many of them, like, there's a lot of lessons for us to learn. One, of course, is to follow God, right? Like, to avoid these kind of pitfalls and struggles. But I just think we could consider this. When we say the words, God can use anyone, you look at a passage like this, and that is so, so true. Jonah, in his hateful, racist heart, in his, like, stubbornness, running away from God, God uses him to bring salvation, to bring good news to pagan sailors. If God can use him, God can use us too. And hopefully we're not in a place like Jonah where we're going in the opposite direction of God. But we might not be perfect. We might not feel like we have the skills or the courage or boldness to do things for God. But God can use anyone. If God could use someone like Jonah, just imagine what he could do with us if we decide and we seek to follow God, to follow Jesus faithfully. God could do miracles. Let's pray for that kind of heart. Let's pray that we have a regard and a love for our neighbors, and let's pray that God uses us to be a blessing to this world. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this example. It is a crazy example, God. And we pray that, unlike Jonah, we can have regard for our neighbors, even if we disagree with their lifestyle or we don't like them or whatever it is. We've been hurt by them. We pray that we can have your heart. And we know that your heart is for the pagan sailors, for the strangers, for Nineveh. And I pray that we can be a part of bringing that good news to others. Give us confidence, not in ourselves, our own abilities, although we ask that you develop those things, but give us confidence in you, God, in your heart and what you can do through us. Help us be faithful, Jesus. Bless us, God. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.